This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people were killed, 11 injured after a suicide bomber detonated explosives near the entrance of the Russian embassy in Kabul, according to police on Monday, adding the attacker was shot dead by armed guards as he approached the gate. No information was available yet about deaths or injuries to Russian embassy staff. Russia is one of the few countries to have maintained an embassy in Kabul after the Taliban took over the country more than a year ago. Although Moscow does not officially recognize the Taliban government, they have been in talks with officials over an agreement to supply gasoline and other commodities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday urged the European Union to ban tourist visas for Russians. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Zelensky said Sunday during his nightly video address that he spoke with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen about the bloc's next round of EU sanctions on Moscow. Meanwhile, nearly 600 Ukrainians have returned from Russian captivity, according to Oleksandr Smirnov, head of Ukraine's National Information Bureau. He said in a television interview Sunday that about 100 of that group are civilians and about 500 are members of the military. He said Ukraine has confirmed nearly 40,000 forced deportations, but added that the true number is probably far higher. Experts say disappearances are especially difficult to track.
That is VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers onto a university that U.S. officials say does military research, and adding to complaints by both governments of rampant online spying against each other. The National Computer Virus Emergency Response Center said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Energy problems have plagued Ukraine and Europe as much of the Russia-occupied region that is home to largely crippled nuclear power plant was reported temporarily in blackout. Only one of six reactors at the plant was connected to the electricity grid, and Russia's main pipeline carrying natural gas to Germany remained shut down on Sunday. The fighting in Ukraine and related disputes over pipelines lie behind the electricity and natural gas shortfalls that have worsened as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on for a seventh month. UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council Tuesday about their schedule to visit to the Council. European Union energy ministers will meet on Friday to discuss the bloc's troubled electricity market. Canadian police on Sunday said that they were on the hunt for two suspects believed to have killed 10 people and injured at least 15 others in stabbings in the Saskatchewan province. Police named Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson as the two suspects and said they were traveling in a black Nissan Rogue. The attacks happened at multiple locations, including James Smith Cree Nation and Weldon in Saskatchewan, and there were 13 crime scenes that police are investigating, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan. Police said that some of the victims appeared to have been targeted by the suspects, while others were attacked randomly. The Israeli military says Palestinian gunmen opened fire on a bus in the occupied West Bank, wounding five soldiers, one of them seriously, and the civilian driver on the bus. The Israeli military said the attackers were traveling in a pickup truck when they threw an explosive and then opened fire on the bus. Suspects fled the scene in their vehicle, which burst into flames shortly after the shooting. Two of the men exited the burning vehicle and were caught, while the third suspect remained on the run late Sunday. Chileans have resoundingly rejected a new constitution to replace a charter imposed by the dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet 41 years ago, dealing a stinging setback to the president Gabriel Boric, who argued the document would usher in progressive eras. With 99% of the votes counted in Sunday's plebiscite, the rejection camp had 61.9% support compared to 38.1% for approval. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA.